Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, and really good news from last weekend with the Raiders. Rare to get 500 declared in any game, let alone Premier League cricket.
Yeah, it was an amazing day's cricket, to be honest. The one thing for sure was it was a very good wicket. There's no doubt about that. It's one of the best wickets I've seen at the NTCA ground in some time, so credit to the staff there. And, you know, the start wasn't great. We actually lost the wicket early, which is Brodie Hayes, and then you know, we lost another one not long after, and then away it went. The two guys got together, Golbus and Steppy, and mate, it was one of the best batting performances you'd want to see anywhere. So they certainly dominated proceedings for, you know, a long time, when it was 7 and over for most of their partnership of 368, which was incredible. Just one of those days where you sit back sometimes and think, yeah, what just happened?
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned how rare it is to get 500 for a start, but for two men to score double centuries in the one inning, so I've never heard of that in Premier League before.
I've never seen it in, I think, in any form of the game that I've been involved in. So to see them both, you know, go head-to-head through that, you know, they had some luck as well. A lot of catches went down, but most of the time they were fairly hard hit shots that went in the air, and the fielders couldn't hang on. So great batting. Stepien was incredible. Goal was played a bit of a support role for a while, and then he worked into his business a bit later on, and then finished with a bang at the end, and 500 on the board, and we had an out of bowl. So that's even more incredible when you think of that.
Yeah, happy days. So what's the story with those two guys? Any word on Premier League in Victoria when they're going back?
I think at the moment it starts on the 28th. So we'll actually lose Braden Stepien after this game. He's going back to Victoria. He's been selected in a Victorian squad in a practice match at the MCG. So he'll go back next week to play in that. I think it's three-day game, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's good for him. Unfortunately, it means his time's here. He finished a little bit earlier than we would have hoped, but yeah, he's got to take his opportunities. He's a guy on the up. He's looking to try and get opportunities at that next level. So that's fine. And Evan hasn't got a return date yet, but look, you know, we'd expect if grey cricket, Premier League cricket in Victoria starts at the end of the month, and the Tasmanian borders open to Victorians, then we might get one more game out of Evan, and he probably returns to Carlton as well. But we're not sure about what happens there yet.
One thing you get out of those guys, apart from big runs on the weekend, is their, particularly Evan, with his vast experience. And last time we talked about, with your fairly young batting lineup, the importance of putting partnerships together. So they really showed the way, didn't they?
Oh, they did. You know, apart from the massive partnership they put on, we then saw young James Simpson from Riverside Career Club, who, after Braden got out, he batted with Evan for a little while, and they put on a nice little partnership at the end. But the great result was that James scored 21, I think, not out himself, but he was part of a partnership with Evan, was able to watch from the other end and be in the contest with the guy who was, really at the top of his game. So there'll be really good learnings from that for James and the other young guys in our team, were able to sit back and just watch two very good players go about their business. So they can learn a lot as well.
Indeed. All right, so you put them in for an hour. So you resume this weekend at 1 for 40-odd?
Yeah, look, we need 9 wickets. A great day last week. But at the end of the day, 9 wickets this Saturday consolidates that good day. So not much point if we can't bowl well now and back up the good work with the bat. So anyway, all things being equal, I think it'll still be quite a tough day if the wickets are pretty much the same. We'll have to work really hard to get those wickets.
Yeah, well, let's hope the weather is in your favour. I'm just having a look at the forecast for Launceston on Saturday. So cloudy with a light shower or two afternoon and evening. So that may well be good for bowling. So happy days.
Yep, that'll do us, mate. That'll do us. And then get the rain away. And, you know, we've got 460 runs in the bank. So we go in with some confidence. And hopefully, you know, our bowling attack has proven all year to be, you know, very disciplined with what they do, and stick to their task, be patient, bowl nice and straight, and the opportunities will come.
Indeed. All right. Well, good luck this weekend, and hopefully next week when we have a yarn about your next game, which will be at UTAS, another two-day game, we'll be talking about, you know, a win on the board.
Let's hope so.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.